Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today is Sunday, April 7th, the week after Easter already. And as always, Chopin's Concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music. Classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin musically with Aleksandra Kurzak and Chopin's song, Wiosna, Springtime. And in the news, the Lukashenko regime bans the Union of Poles and Belarus's website. The Belarusian KGB, labeled as nadniemna.pl from the banks of the Neman River internet outlet as an extremist formation. The editors of this portal, also writing for the Belarus-based Polish weekly Głos Nadniemna na Uchodźstwie, an exile's voice from the banks of the Neman River, are a married couple of journalists from Grodno, Andrzej Pisalnik and Inez Todryk Pisalnik. Last June, they fled to Poland with their 13-year-old son from the threat of arrest for their social activities. The special services of Alexander Lukashenko's regime announced last week that the information production of the Znadniemna.pl portal is extremist material. From now on, anyone who collaborates with this edition or distributes its publication will be punished for participating in extremist activities. And France has committed to sending hundreds of armored vehicles to Ukraine by early next year, along with an increased supply of advanced anti-aircraft missiles. Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu, in an interview with the French weekly La Tribune, outlined the details of the new aid package, which includes the handover of old VAB armored personnel carriers to Ukraine. The old UABs are being replaced by the French Army with newer models. We are talking about hundreds of vehicles in 2024 and early 2025, Lecornu stated, emphasizing the crucial role these vehicles will play in helping Ukraine defend its extensive front lines. Introduced in 1979, the VABs are seen reliable service across various global military militaries. France is also set to enhance Ukraine's air defense with additional Aster 30 anti-aircraft missiles capable of reaching targets of up to 120 kilometers away. In the interview, Le Carnu also hinted at potential drastic measures to ensure the arms industry meets the growing demand, including requisitioning or compelling manufacturers to prioritize military production. This announcement follows on the heels of France's promise to deliver 78 Caesar howitzers to Ukraine. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com.
Beacon Bridge Wealth Partners exists to help you plan to live well. You may have questions like, how long will my money last? How will I manage changing my health care needs? What purposes can my wealth serve? Our mission is to provide you with holistic guidance that will help make confident decisions, avoid costly mistakes, and achieve meaningful impacts. Connect with us at beaconbridgewealth.com.
And on the lighter side, meet Kokosanka, the rare albino penguin capturing hearts worldwide in the Penguin of the Year contest. Who knew there was a Penguin of the Year contest? Kokosanka, the world's only albino African penguin, hailing from Poland's Gdańsk Zoo, stands on the brink of history in the Penguin of the Year contest. After a dazzling campaign that captivated hearts across the globe, voting in the quarterfinals has officially closed, and fans are eagerly awaiting the results. Will this unique pink and white sensation make it to the semifinals and snag the prestigious title? With over 30,000 votes in the bag, Kokosanka, which means coconut cake in Polish, has already proven she's a superstar in her own right, leaving a trail of ordinary black and white flightless contenders in her wake. Born in 2018 and marked by a rare genetic anomaly, she's more than her mesmerizing red eyes and distinctive lack of pigmentation. She's a beacon of individuality in the penguin world. If successful, Kokosanka is looking to fight for the finals against five opponents. We'll be anxious to hear. And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who help to bring you Polonia Today. Remember to support the sponsors who support Polonia Today.
Czy chcesz śpiewać w żeńskim chórze? Chór imieniem Marceli Kochańskiej-Sembry zaprasza. Próby odbywają się w każdy poniedziałek o godzinie 7.30 wieczorem. Miejscem spotkań jest Dom Polski przy 9150 Academy Road. Jeśli masz trochę czasu i lubisz śpiewać, spróbuj razem z nami. Możesz przyjść bezpośrednio na próbę lub zadzwoń do Dolores 215-633-0560. Śpiewamy pieśni kompozytorów polskich i amerykańskich. Pracujemy nad muzyką klasyczną i okolicznościową, a także kilka razy w roku dajemy koncerty. Wspólne śpiewanie pozwoli Ci na oderwanie się od dnia codziennego i chwilę relaksu. Spróbuj!
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasa Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious Polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM. And today, Radio Polonia asks, do Poles have a sense of humor?
You're tuned to Warsaw.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
The simplest of answers would be Easter. I'm Sławek Szews.
And Agnieszka Bielawska.
Today, something quite untypical, that is Easter customs for big and small, something that we can share in. Also, the very fact that this year it so happens that Easter is on April Fool's Day.
It is April Fool's Day, yes.
Do Poles have a sense of humor?
I think we do. Though not entirely the one which is addressed and which concerns us personally.
This is something that we strongly detest. Yes, I can confirm that. But on a daily basis, Poles enjoy a joke, especially when socializing, and even if it's on them, I would say.
I mean, we do agree on jokes that are about us when we tell them, but we hate the ones that are, you know, imported from abroad, because apart from us, no one is allowed to laugh at our vices. I think we do have a sense of humor. We enjoy cabarets enormously, and the cabarets sometimes are really funny, sometimes are really witty, sometimes are more robust, I would say, but there has to be an offer which is addressed to each and every kind of recipient. So,
Poles also enjoy comedy, going to the theater, to the cinema. This is also a very popular genre here.
Poles love comedies, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Both domestic and foreign?
Domestic and foreign, yes.
Mm-hmm. The French sense of humor, it has a following here in Poland, or
at
least it has been growing
lately.
It
does, yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And what more, the British sense of humor also has a great following and is very much appreciated.
Well, it always has, mm-hmm. I would say. It always has. To some people, this was quite strange because, in many ways, we are so far apart that it is amazing that we sort of share this
sense of humor. But we do enjoy the bizarre.
Humor on a daily basis, what about the Easter table? Would this be a place fit for making some kind of joke, prank?
I think yes. I think yes. Everyone would appreciate that. You know, we have this Sunday big, lovely, delightful family gathering at what is called here the Easter Sunday breakfast, and the table is laden with all sorts of goodies. And then we go to church, and then we go visiting churches, visiting friends, family, visiting cemeteries to say a prayer or two at the tombs of our friends and family. But it is, I think, it is a very joyous holiday, the Easter holiday. It is a joyous holiday because it's the resurrection of Christ, but it is a joyous holiday because it's usually in time budding spring, so there is lots of, you know, assumption that there is time has come for flowers and flowers and flowers, and flowers and twigs are some something which the Polish household abounds in during Easter. It's tulips and it's twigs, green twigs, and there's lots of greenery around.
Well, especially the twigs, they are highly symbolic of Easter. So it starts on a solemn note with reflection, and then it bursts literally into joy.
It bursts literally into joy, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a lovely holiday. It's a lovely holiday also because it is not so commercial. It does not have these, like Christmas, which starts, as a matter of fact, in all shops and supermarkets in October, practically.
Well, it's not that commercialized as Christmas because of the simple fact that we don't spend 2 months in advance hunting for
presents. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So in this way, Easter is more relaxed.
And do enjoy the preparations for Easter. We have this lovely time of the Holy Week. Of course, there is the time of Lent, and we do or we do not adhere. That's another thing. But there is this Holy Week, which is also a time for reflection. The Holy Week, which is also marked by several delightful festivals with celebrating Easter with music. So there is also something which is, it lifts you up. Really, it is a nice time.
Well, I was about to say that all the celebrations of Easter, they start with Holy Week and especially Palm Sunday, which symbolizes the triumphal entry of Jesus on a donkey into Jerusalem. On this day, Polish people prepare these special palms, which they take to the church for blessing. They can look different depending on the region of the country. They're usually made of willow or buxus branches decorated with colorful dried flowers or perhaps in some regions with feathers. So it looks kind of exotic. And in many places, especially across the countryside, there are these competitions for the tallest, also the most beautiful palm. The record breakers, they even exceed 30 meters.
Yes, but it's an annual competition and everyone takes it very much to the heart. And it's, almost like breaking a Guinness record. So, yes, there's lots of fun around, but the fun is, motivated by sports rivalry. Whose palm will be the biggest, the most beautiful? You said that we have those handmade palm trees, but I have observed the couple of years that very many florists, especially for that very day, they actually sell real palm branches, which makes it look like Palm Sunday in Jerusalem, for example. Yes, we don't have palms growing in Poland, but everyone is eager if there is a possibility to buy a real palm branch and take that to church instead of the regional ones that we're used to.
Well, there's still Holy Saturday. That's the day when Polish households prepare what is called święconka. The famous Easter basket.
Frankly, Święconka is prepared on a Holy Friday because it is Saturday that it should be taken to church and blessed, yes? So either early morning hours of Saturday or on Friday there is this big preparation because this beautiful wicked basket, usually adorned with lovely lace napkins, and inside you have absolutely a must in Polish Easter, a lamb. Usually it's a tiny sugar lamb made out of sugar. Because lamb,
the traditional ones,
yes,
they're made of sugar, not chocolate
or
anything like
or
that.
Anything.
They're sugar. Indeed.
Because lamb for us is the symbol of,
what's the symbol of Christ?
Easter, and then come the chicken, then come the rabbit or hare, whatever. But the lamb is it, and of course, In the basket, you have the things that you have on the table. That means you have bread, you have salt, you have water, and then you have a piece of sausage. And, of course, the eggs, because Easter is all about eggs, yes? So it's...
This is the universal symbol. Mm-hmm. The baskets, they're usually small right now, and they contain what might be termed as samples of the cross-section of the Polish Easter table. But again, let me refer to customs in the Polish countryside. They used to have baskets... By definition, huge baskets, and not containing only samples, but actually, like for instance, whole pieces, big pieces of sausage, whole cakes.
Yes, roasts and, you know, big loaves of bread, because the thing was to eat the blessed food. So everything had to be blessed, yes, including the salt, for example.
And we'll conclude the cultural corner with another spring song with the Mała Orkiestra Dni Naszych.
Nadeszła w końcu ta pora radosna.
Już wiosna, już wiosna, już wiosna.
Nadeszła w końcu pora wielkanocna.
Już wiosna, już wiosna, już wiosna.
Szliśmy wiosną przez okrągły roczek, przez dni króciutkie zimą i bardzo długie noce. Do ciebie szliśmy wiosną i łatwo nam nie było pokonać mrozy, śniegi, lecz to już się skończyło. Nadeszła w końcu ta pora radosna.
Już wiosna, już wiosna, już wiosna.
Nadeszła w końcu pora wielkanocna.
Już wiosna, już wiosna, już wiosna.
Przez cień Wagarowicza dotarliśmy do wiosny, prowadził nas tam dzielnie baranek wielkanocny. Już nigdy więcej zimy, niech słońce gwiazdy święci, od bzów i od jaśminów niech w głowie nam się kręci. Nadeszła w końcu ta pora radosna.
Już wiosna, już wiosna, już wiosna.
A Taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily, phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli, a taste of home. Let the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road, just off I-95 in Northeast Philadelphia, make your life a whole lot easier. Looking for an elegant yet affordable space for your wedding reception, or maybe a special birthday, first communion, or graduation party? Plan your special event in the spacious Belvedere Ballroom, the intimate Vistula Lounge, or maybe an outdoor event in the shady Picnic Grove. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor and stage, safe off-street parking. Polish Home has it all. For pricing, availability, or to view the space, email polishhomerental@gmail.com. I repeat, polishhomerental@gmail.com. Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and coming soon, the grand reopening of Polish Homes Beer Garden. Stay tuned in succeeding programs for more information. And remember, you can listen anytime to Polonia Today by logging on to the web at wwdbam.com for the podcast and on your radio dial at 860 AM to listen live. And as today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close and Lent is over, let's listen to this lively oberek, one of my favorite bands from the past, the Krieger Brothers, and the Jolly Oberek. Till next Sunday afternoon at 1:30, do usłyszenia! Thank you.